All right, welcome back. Last module of the day. We appreciate all of you hanging in there for this very last module. I promise you it will be worth it as we dive into the hybrid with System Center stuff. Lots of things that happen in System Center land.
And just in case you've forgotten who we are, I am David.
And I'm David. Oh, wait, Mr. T. I don't know. I'm David. Yeah.
Let's get going.
Yes, let's get these people home. Get us home. Get them some System Center info as it relates to Windows Azure. Okay. All right, I know what you're thinking. Ooh, CloudOS, big markety thing. I'll try to be fast, I promise.
That's funny. Not only have you done the dev thing, you've also done the marketing thing.
I know. Look at that. There you go. Yeah, I'm helping you out. These are the four pillars of the CloudOS, and I just want to say this, how it relates to Windows Azure. You saw that slide earlier that David presented. And there's the on-premise and then the cloud aspect, which is Windows Azure. And we want to, this is our big vision for connecting all of the different assets that we have into a consistent platform across DevOps, identity, virtualization, and data, and allowing you to deploy those resources on whatever is most relevant for you across on-premise, the public cloud, or even service providers, and giving you a consistent view across all of those. We do not believe that you have to go all in on one thing, right? We want to give you that flexibility to do what makes most sense for your business. Transforming the data center is one of those pillars, and there you're going to see that most folks, right, are going to want to have some kind of shared resources that they can access. You want to have an always up, always on kind of situation. You want to have a scalable and elastic. Hey, these sound awfully a lot like Windows Azure. You want to have an automated and self-service side of things, which is where System Center comes in heavily to help out there. You've got all these different technologies that relate to that transformation of your data center from where it is today, perhaps of just doing virtualization and spinning up some VMs maybe, to really a more robust infrastructure that you can take advantage of wherever you want. What does that look like more practically? Well, you have on the application side, you can see that there's this self-service portal or experience, right? Because at some point, the people in your office probably want to request some type of resources. Hey, I want a dev test environment, or hey, I want a SharePoint farm, or hey, I want blah, right? Having them the ability to a place to go to request that can be really valuable in you tracking it, as well as, you know, convenience to the user to get work done on what they need to do. We connect that with a service model to what we're calling the service and delivery automation, right? And there is where from that request, you need to automate that that request into some type of service that you're going to provide to that end user, right? From there, right, after you have this service defined that they're requesting, you're going to configure or deploy that anywhere from, right, the on-premise, the Microsoft Cloud, or the service provider. From there, after it's deployed, you now need to, of course, monitor and operate that. And so it's this cycle of resources get requested, and then you deploy those, and then you monitor them, and then possibly deprovision those things, right? So in this kind of experience, you don't need to remember to run that PowerShell script, right? just like David earlier has this massive bill, I'd be willing to bet that he probably doesn't have a System Center infrastructure running on top of that to deploy those resources, in which case he has to remember, say, oh yeah, I need to deprovision those resources, yeah. Right?
That's what I'm doing now, is I'm deleting all my stuff I've created.
Okay, see? And so if you have this kind of System Center automation in place, right, you could say, hey, at this date, at this time, I'm going to tear down, run the PowerShell script, or run this automation process with Orchestrator to tear down all of the resources that were provisioned. I don't have to do anything at that point, right? That's where System Center really comes into play. If you want to snap back to my slide deck, that shows you all of these different components on how it relates for System Center in this overall process. And we'll explain that a little more as I get into my demo. The other thing I want to give you another angle or another view on this is, how does all of these System Center components relate to Windows Azure, Because a lot of them have some form of Azure connectivity piece. On top, you've got your on-premise. On the bottom, you have Windows Azure. The first scenario is with System Center App Controller. App Controller, you can think of that as a GUI way to deploy resources either across clouds, meaning your private cloud on-premise or a service provider or Windows Azure, perhaps, to deploy those resources, right? You could also migrate and move resources using a graphical interface to do so. When we move into the manage category, App Controller does some of the management as well, right? You can modify and resources that are out there in Windows Azure. You also have Orchestrator. Orchestrator is huge, and we'll show you why in a bit, but the sky is kind of the limit to a certain extent with Orchestrator in deploying whatever you want or any kind of complex workflow inside of either Windows Azure resources or anything else, really. We'll show you that in a minute. DPM, you write your backup story to backup data up to Windows Azure as a kind of disaster recovery or whatever other scenario you're looking for. And then monitoring, we've covered already, right? We've got into the operations manager, the Azure management pack we've showed you. We've also shown you System Center Advisor and how that ties into the overall picture, as well as Global Service Monitor, right? Okay. Diving more specifically into Orchestrator and Windows Azure, there are quite a number of integration packs here. And those are out of the box. You get all kinds of different things, not only for Windows, but as you can see here, you also get things for things like HP, IBM, Exchange, and oh yeah, there's those folks called VMware. We even have something there where you can orchestrate and automate resource provisioning across VMware and all of these different people to do all kinds of tasks, right? And the beauty of this also is that if you use Orchestrator, right, you can connect and orchestrate all of these different things across private cloud or Windows Azure or even a service provider. Okay, and some of those new capabilities there that are relevant in SP1 is the Windows Azure, the FTP, and the Exchange as it formally shipped. And it looks like my drawing and annotations are still there. But, right, this just really highlights all of the partners that we have that integrate with Operations Manager. We also recently announced even those folks called Amazon and the ability to integrate with those guys if you really wanted to deploy.
So we can manage anything anywhere, basically.
Yeah, Orchestrator is really the brains to everything.
Is this
right?
Skynet?
It's Skynet. It knows all, right? It's going to take over the Orchestrator. No.
I'm so fired
no.
now.
Yeah, no. No, but...
David, we're sorry you compared our Premier service offering to a computer network that destroyed the world.
Oh.
Good luck in your new role.
Good luck, David.
Of Microsoft.
Good luck, David. HAL 5000 is going to now self-destruct you.
Awesome.
Yes. So if we go back to the slides real quick, I'm going to show this in the GUI, but I want to have the slide there just so you realize that the power of just the out of the box management pack, I'm sorry, Orchestrator integration pack for Orchestrator to manage these Azure resources, right? I want to segue before we get to the demo. I want to touch quickly on Service Manager so you understand how this relates to the overall picture. Service Manager is, if Orchestrator is the workhorse, so to speak, then perhaps Service Manager is the brains behind the operation, I guess. That's probably a little better analogy. In which case, we have Orchestrator here, we have Service Manager, you have connectivity between Service Manager and Orchestrator for automating activities, and then you have all of these other System Center components that integrate in various ways to these two partners in crime, right? Orchestrator and Service Manager. From there, right, you can even execute third-party tools and commands from Orchestrator, right, as we just mentioned in the previous slide. And then you also have the ability, if you want, to have more business intelligence around the resources that you're deploying. You can set up a Service Manager data warehouse, and all of the information on the service requests, the tickets, the all of the automation activities that are going on. You can set up reports there. And with Service Pack 1, we even have something called Chargeback. There you can have something that says, hey, if I'm deploying resources even in my private cloud or my own data center, I'm going to charge that back to a local provider, right? Okay. Enough slides. We are going to show you a little bit about Orchestrator. You really could spend a whole day on just Orchestrator and everything that's there, so I'm really only going to be scratching the surface. If you want to know more, you can go to this post. I did an interview with Charles Joy, who's on the product team. He has a ton of resources for you to learn more about Orchestrator. But I'm going to give you a flyby view as it relates to Windows Azure, so you get a feel of what's going on. Okay. Let's go into the demo environment, and what I want to show you first is just this Service Manager request, so you get a better feel of what is Service Manager. If Service Manager has the ability to give you this self-service portal, in this case we have the Contoso portal, right? And with the Contoso portal, we've set up through Service Manager the ability to request different kinds of resources, right? And in this case, let's just say that I want to request, let's say some kind of private cloud infrastructure services, okay? We go here, and we could say, I want to, request a virtual machine, perhaps, right? This could be requesting resources that are in Windows Azure. When I go to this portal, I'm going to say request, go to the request form. I'm going to say, yes. This is for my Mr. T's. Mr. T's really important
thing two.
Projects thing one wants to know. I don't even know. All right. It's extremely important, right? It's an immediate thing. I need it to happen right away. And I can go in here, enter a name for the virtual machines. Go through this wizard, which I'll spare you from clicking through all of the steps here. But once I go through and submit that request, what that would do is come up into this. What would this do? What this would do is go into the Service Manager portal. And as you can see here, there's a number of completed services requests, right? Here I have one from the important project cloud request. And there it has gone in, and what you can do here is connect this up to Orchestrator. All right, well, when we look at this, here's our service request form, similar to the one I filled out, right? Requesting cloud, here's the priority, security access, here's the name of the field we had them fill out. And we also see activities here that we can custom define inside of the environment. So for instance, here we can see we have this runbook activity and another manual activity here that we want to execute based upon that request. When I click on this runbook activity, right, just so you know, let's take a step back. What is a runbook?
I was just going to ask, what is
because,
a runbook?
Because now we're talking runbooks and you're like, what the world is a runbook?
Like, I know you're into like fitness and stuff, but like, how does that apply?
Yeah. So runbooks is where you run around with a book and then read it.
You go run around with a book above your head.
Book above your head. And you, I don't know why they call it a run book, to be honest, but run books is the little item that does the stuff you want it to do, okay? There are a lot of different runbooks, and I'll show you that here in a second as we dig in further. So just bear with me here, but in a nutshell, runbook is some form of thing you want to execute, right? A series of tasks you want to execute. That is from Orchestrator, okay? So in this case here, we've got a service request that's requesting the execution of this runbook, and I'll show you what that runbook looks like in Orchestrator here in a second. Okay, let's go back to the demo. Here we go. All right. So there we can see this runbook is being executed, and we could schedule this at a certain time. So for instance, if somebody filled in, I need this Windows Azure development or dev test environment to be deployed by a certain time, or even an end time, we could say, hey, put it in right there, right? Or a certain duration. You could limit the time that it's executed on. Okay, so that's going to go and run, right? You could even have an approval workflow to say, I don't want to give David access to the Windows Azure resources. I'm going to deny him, right?
Oh, my gosh, that would I would sit in the corner swinging backwards and forwards like, I need Azure.
Well, that's the developer in you right there. No, I'm just kidding. No.
It's the Azure in me.
No, the Azure in you, yeah. No. Okay. Anyway, we'll continue on with that one. Okay. So that's the runbooks, right? We're gonna close this out, and that kind of gives you a glimpse of service manager, really high flyby level. Digging in a tad more underneath that, you can customize these forms, you can customize the website to do whatever you want, but service manager is gonna connect into Orchestrator, and Orchestrator has this runbook designer, right? And by default, we have all of these different, this is the runbook designer for Orchestrator. Runbook, you have all of these predefined runbooks in here. And if you go into, let's say, Options, Windows Azure, you can see how, hey, imagine that. It shows up again. the Windows Azure Management Certificate, right? That's where you connect it to a subscription so you can deploy whatever resources you want in Windows Azure. If we go in and we edit this, right, again, the same kind of deal we saw with Operations Manager, you can see how it has, in this time, a certificate that's there and a password for that certificate, and that's what enables it to connect up to the subscription to deploy resources inside of Azure. That being said, right now we have the Windows Azure Management Pack installed, and you can see there's a ton of different tasks here, right? So in this case, it says, create a VM deployment in Windows Azure, right? It's already there for you. there's kind of two routes you can go here. You can use the integrated management pack, or you can use PowerShell, because the runbooks have the ability to execute PowerShell. Mm. So in which case, you could say, hey, I'm going to deploy a VM inside of Windows Azure using the PowerShell, or not, right? Or just use this default list of items here. Once this comes back here, we can keep it going. So that is, right, what you do, you notice up here there's also a run. There's also a run up at the top here, right? You can see the run there. That can be executed by Service Manager, or if you really want, you can go in and manually click run, and that'll deploy your Windows Azure resources. You could also, if you fancy for the PowerShell scripts that David has sent you there, you could also say, hey, execute this PowerShell script, and off you go, right? And to do that to your Windows Azure resources.
So this is pretty cool, because if you're trying to script out these complicated kind of sequence of operations where you've got to create numerous things and then wire them up together, then install some more stuff, trying to script that in PowerShell sometimes is quite kind of tricky, right? And this seems a much better way of orchestrating. Oh, that's probably why they call it orchestrating.
They'd probably say it orchestrator.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I should be marketing.
Imagine that.
It just feels like you can do way more sophisticated things with this.
Right. And if you look here, I mean, it's really obviously, like I said, there's no way we have time to dig into how to do this at a more depth level. But if you go back to my demo slides here, you can see how, right, if we just drag, let's say, this Windows Azure Cloud Service here, I want to check out the runbook, and right, there's all the storage, the certificates here. We click on these little items, and there's all kinds of different behaviors we have to check, validate, deploy things. You see here, virtual machine images. We can click up here. You could also connect this to, let's say, emails, right? If you want to deploy this cloud service and then send an email to the person that says, hey, your cloud service is up, and here's your RDP file to connect up, or whatever, right? You could do all kinds of things with this utilizing Orchestrator. So that is my quick kind of flyby of Orchestrator.
You've whet my appetite. I need to now go and find out more about this.
That's right.
And dig into it.
That's right.
People on the stream do as well.
That's right. They do need to go find out more about it. And then let's kind of snap back to the slide presentation here, and continue onward with a couple other pieces before we finish up for the day. One is App Controller and Windows Azure. So far we've kind of shown you the really meaty way to do things, right? Of you need to configure some runbooks, maybe configure Service Manager, connect a bunch of things up, and there's a lot of moving parts and it's extremely powerful. But sometimes, right, you might want just I want to kind of click a couple things that's already predefined to deploy a Windows Azure resource, right? I'd say App Controller is right a good fit for that. And in this case here, right, you're going to also be able to manage applications across a number of different clouds utilizing this service. So here you can see a view of the orchestrator. I'm sorry, not orchestrator. I've been saying orchestrator so much.
I know.
Of the App Controller, where you can see how it has as an on-premise cloud, right, for Contoso using SystemCenter, and you also have the Contoso Expense app with three instances in Windows Azure, and you can view all that in a single console there. So it's a really quick deal on App Controller there. I wanted to show you a demo mate. Yeah, it's our first demo mate of the day, but the reason why is because it's quite a lot that goes on here as far as, you know, what is happening under the hood. And if we click on this, right, we're going to effectively migrate a SharePoint site from your on-premise up to Windows Azure using App Controller, right? In this case, we show that, hey, the SharePoint app is on site. This looks like a very not customized site. If we go into App Controller and we click on the SharePoint app that we have, we could store this in our library, right? And that's kind of the first step to be stored in the library. From there, we could go in and migrate that. You'll notice here there's a fun little migrate button. We migrate this guy up to Windows Azure. And we're going to go ahead and create a new cloud service. Hey, we know what cloud services are. We call it SharePoint Services 1. Oh, yeah, then we have this cloudapp.net service specified, right, for our cloud service. We want to deploy it to a Windows Azure Affinity Group. We know what those are, too.
We do.
Hey, about that. And we're going to deploy it to the West US. Click OK. And we're then going to click OK again because we saw the cloud service deployment there. We're then going to configure our deployment. So this is where if you have multiple tiered applications, you could deploy multiple tiered applications across even virtual networks. So hey, look at that, hybrid VNet. That's our Windows Azure resource right there. We can then click OK, configure the virtual machine we want to deploy. In this case, it's our on-premise application. If we click on Upload Disks, Windows Azure, we save that SharePoint VHD file. We are going to go to the network, choose the subnet. Hey, these are our subnets we defined in Windows Azure. We'll choose one of those, click OK, deploy that resource. And then right there, you know, of course, there's the same kind of limitation of the network copy, just like we have in PowerShell. Right there, right, we're going to click ping, and we notice that, hey, I've got a new IP address of my Windows Azure VNet for that SharePoint app. And when we go to the SharePoint site again, right, we're now able to have access to that SharePoint site. So this is obviously a really quick, fast example of how you can use this App Controller tool to deploy Windows resources up to Windows Azure. And you know, you don't really have to know all of that PowerShell and all that stuff if you don't want to, right? It's kind of click, 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 and I want to deploy this, or even migrate, right? In this case, we migrated to SharePoint app, but you could deploy resources as well just with a few clicks. If I show you kind of what that looks like now, that was kind of the high-level demo view of the migration. To give you one click deeper on what that looks like inside of the real App Controller, if we go here, I'm just logged into the App Controller console. The one thing that's kind of interesting is, hey, this is just in a web browser. So you could access this from all kinds of places, right? You could publish that onto the web or whatever. And, you know, this is, you know, right there on the overview page, you have the ability to connect that up to, right, to a Windows. Whoa, that is a little off there. that is my most favoritest circle of the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's odd printed. Put it on the...
There we go. There we go. That's right. And right, we have the same kind of thing again. Oh, member certificates, right? We keep hitting on those certificates. We can see that, right, you have the ability to add your subscription, connect it up there. That's how you're going to be able to have App Controller be able to deploy those resources up there into Windows Azure. Okay. I think I want to hit quickly on the last couple elements, but of the two connection points we haven't really talked more about, which is Configuration Manager and Windows Azure and DPM. So if we go to ConfigMan, we can see how that you can even deploy a management point for Configuration Manager. What is a management point? It is a place where you can deploy, let's say, software or other things. So effectively, like if you want to deploy a Windows 8 app for side loading, for instance, or a line of business app that you wanted to push out to your client machines, you could have Windows Azure be your distribution point, right, to push that content out. That's kind of can be a really powerful thing if you've got a large network, right, or you just don't have the storage left or the accessibility of that storage to deploy it to your clients no matter where they're at. Data Protection Manager, we've kind of covered this one already briefly, but right, I mean, Data Protection Manager allows you to back up Dynamics, Exchange, SharePoint, SQL, Windows Server, Hyper-V, restore all of those, and you know, you of course have the visibility for monitoring within Operations Manager. You can do disk-based recovery. I know that everybody still uses CDs as their main choice of backup. I mean, especially when you get that 700 megs there, you're set, right?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, absolutely. And then you get your tape-based backups because, you know, you love those, right? Yeah. And then the newness, right? The Mr. T newness is the Windows Azure backup, right? Forget the tapes, forget the disks. Give me the cloud storage. Give me the cloud storage. You can also do the offsite recovery, blah. All right. That is it, folks, for today. And really appreciate you hanging in there.
Yeah.
Or if you are watching this recorded, thanks for coming and making it to the...
Thanks for hanging in there. Especially if you're watching it recorded.
And if you're making it all the way to the end of this course, awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, definitely, you know, if you want to know more about Windows Azure, the Edge Show, I do about a monthly episode to give you kind of what's new and latest. Of course, WindowsAzure.com always has stuff.
Yeah.
Sign up for your trial, and yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I think.
Thank everyone for watching, and we'll see you again soon. And thank everyone for the...
The poll.
Thank everyone for
filling out the poll, because we really want your feedback. This is how, right? This is how we know how good or horrible David and David did.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
for the day.
All the good things, you can say David did them, and all the bad things, Mr. T did them.
Shh. No, Thing One. Thing One did those bad things.
Cool.
So,
anyway, good.
All right.
We love your feedback. Please go and fill out the poll. I'd like to say a big thanks to all the sweaty guys on the other side of the cameras here. They have done a great job of keeping us up and running, but not keeping us cool. So with that, we're going to open the door and put the fans on, and we'll say goodbye. Thank you.